You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
We are here to reset fear. We are here to reset fear.
Hey, this is your fearless fly girl, Crystal Marie. How are you? Hey, girl. Hey. Okay, so this is episode, I don't know, is it five?
It is five.
I'm looking, it's five?
About it.
My guest listens. She's an avid listener, so I'm so excited. You guys in YouTube land, I don't even know if I'm recording right now because I have no idea. this is when your assistant isn't here to help you. You're struggling. So if you don't get to see this, we're probably going to put it up with like just a picture or something. But you will get it on YouTube. I have some avid subscribers. I really, really appreciate you tuning in. Guys, you know where to find me. SoundCloud, thecrystalmarie.com has the audio as well. And then YouTube, a lot of people like to kind of look at us, look at my guests and everything. So yeah, I'm excited. But I believe this is episode five. And this one is called Fear Doesn't Go With My Fight. So you guys know, like, the topics have been crazy. Mm-hmm. My guests are super dope. Okay, so this one is a good one as well. Usually I have the Kleenex box. I think we used it up from the last one. I have a Kleenex. So grab your Kleenex for everybody who's listening. It might get to that point. But it's going to be good either way. It's going to be good. Housekeeping a little bit before we dive in with my guest who is, I'm so excited that she's here. It's going to be great. Housekeeping. Have you ordered your Fearlessly Fly merch? Do you have your t-shirts, your hoodies, your bags, your buttons, all of that? Do you have it? You guys know where it is, thecrystalmarie.com or bit.ly/ no fear here. bit.ly/no fear here. Okay. So make sure you are ordering your merch. Make sure you are sending me those selfies, those pictures, those professional shots with the merch on, because you know I feature my fearless fly girls and fly guys and my fly kids. Have you seen the kids with the merch on? It's so cute. I'm loving it. I'm loving the movement. You guys are supporting. I'm so, so thankful about that. So let's get started. Hi, Siobhan.
Hi, beautiful.
All right, guys. Okay, so I'm going to let you meet her. But she has been, my best friend for... Ooh. High school, ninth grade.
Yeah, that's 96.
96?
Yeah, it's 96. I was trying to like say it low so that like people would
we're adulting in these streets. Okay, we are adulting to its finest. So we're seasoned, okay? We are seasoned. So 96.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. So we have a lot of history. We have a lot of history, a lot of secrets between us. A lot. Listen, we don't have time for the long show. But as you get the title, Fear Doesn't Go With My Fight, which means that we are about to get in it. My guests know that we are very transparent on the show. We might slip up and say a cuss word here or there. Nobody's judging, you know, but things might, you know, we talk about the real. It's all about how we kick fear in the balls and keep it moving. So let's get into it. Okay. Let's go. So let's talk. Let's chat. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey. So let's start.
Okay. So how do we get to Fear Doesn't Go Up My Face? Right? Oh, because Siobhan messed around and has some kids. No.
Yes. So this is a mama, a sexy mother of two girls.
Yeah.
Two girls. So let's talk about that. Let's first talk about Savannah. She's the oldest.
She is the oldest. And like, I was thinking about this a little bit, like, okay, how do I want to start? Uh-huh. Blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. And I think from listening to the fact that I'm number five, what people should know is that I did not always want to be a mom. So.
Wait, did I know that?
Yes, because I was like.
Yeah, because we both was
we
like.
We used to celebrate Mother's Day.
Yes, we would text. Oh, my God. We were so petty. We would text each other and go, Happy Now. Yes, we did. Yes. Every year.
Happy Now Mother's Day. It was like, yes.
Every year. And then I just used to text myself after that. Or
solo.
Text her Happy Mother's Day. Yeah, so I do remember that.
So, yeah. So I typically, really, when I thought about it, I was like, okay, when did I want to become a mom? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, 10 mm-hmm. months before Savannah was born.
Okay.
So it wasn't like, she wasn't an oops baby. It was like, okay, yes, come on, you can knock me up. You know, like, okay, sure.
Y'all, and she got pregnant instantly. I'm like, really?
That's why I said 10 months.
Yes, literally.
But, you know, I'm like a calculator. So I'm like, okay, if I'm going to do this. Because the idea was, living as a Christian woman, it's not a simple thing to try to find a man that's thinking the same values and morals. It's not that simple, regardless of who you're going to be with or mm-hmm. what your beliefs are.
Sure,
so
sure.
It was kind of like getting older, not being found by him. So people would be like, do you want kids? I couldn't see that far away mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. I didn't see the guy.
Right. Got you.
You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, I don't want to do that. It was easier to say, I don't want to, mm-hmm. than to say, I'm not even confident enough to think about that. Mm-hmm. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Got you.
So then when the guy came, it was like, do you want kids? And I was just like, no, I wasn't like the person playing with the baby alive doll. And
right.
I don't
right.
know. And then instantly I realized, okay, why don't you? And I was like, okay, I don't, because I'm afraid. This is different than I wouldn't allow myself to think about it. Mm-hmm. Now I'm afraid. Now I'm living in fear. Now mm-hmm. that's against my core value and belief to be walking around in fear.
Yes, fear sneaking up, y'all.
So
fear
when I realized, up. I was like, okay, let me think about this. And then people started coming out of the woodworks that I didn't know. Like, I couldn't be like, did my mama send you? You know what I mean? Like, these are people who I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. Let's talk about children. Like, where'd you come from? You know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I realized, like, okay, stop living in this fear. And that was literally 10 months before my oldest daughter was born. Mm-hmm. That I was like, okay, I'm not going to be afraid anymore. I do think I can do this. Knock me up now or I forget before I change my mind.
Right. So, and I guess God was like, and your will be done.
Yes.
So, because she was pregnant instantly.
So here, you know, here we are with Savannah. Mm-hmm. And the idea about sickle cell disease, which is what my youngest daughter has, which I know we're going to get into that.
Mm-hmm. That's the fight, y'all.
That didn't come up until I was actually pregnant with Savannah. So mm-hmm. people who are like me, who haven't always been thinking about kids, when you go to your doctor, they're going to check you for a lot of different things. Sickle cell trait being one of those things. Mm-hmm. So when you do a blood test, my OBGYN was like, hey, did you know you had sickle cell trait? And I was like, yeah, I mm-hmm. remember my mom telling me that like a long time ago.
And her OB is actually my aunt. Shout out to Dr. Cheryl Hinton Scott.
Hey.
Hey, auntie.
Well, she was best looking at me like, why are you, you know?
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, so you knew.
Yeah. And shout out to her for bringing it up.
Yeah.
Because who knows? Like, you know.
So I was just like, yeah. She's like, well, does your husband? Huh. No, it's interesting. When you're having like questions about like getting married, mm-hmm. you're going to think about like who's doing the dishes, how many kids you want. Do you have other
what's
illnesses?
Your trait looking like? What's right? your traits looking like?
Nobody's asking the question, do you have sickle cell trait?
Because we all know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we're, at least
some
for
of us,
us
don't know.
Yeah, yeah, at least for he and I, we were ignorant in that area. Mm-hmm. And so we were already pregnant with our oldest daughter. Mm-hmm. I'm saying we to be polite, but it was me.
Right.
So we were already pregnant with our oldest daughter, and it was, so I go to him and I go, hey, do you know if you have sickle cell trait? The crazy thing about it is he was like, yeah, I have it.
Okay. So like, he knew. Okay.
So he knew he had it.
Okay. Which is, you know.
I knew I had it, mm-hmm. but it was something that never affected our lives as far as we were concerned.
Right.
So it was just like not even in our thought process.
Right.
So at that point, I started really looking into like what that meant mm-hmm. and that kind of
and
thing.
And the trait is hereditary.
Yes.
Correct. Okay.
Yes.
So guys, we getting some education, yes. some science.
Yeah.
Some science on this podcast. You never know what you're gonna get.
We have the sickle cell trait. Mm-hmm. And so when we looked into, and so now I'm meeting with, I'm like, I go back to my doctor. I'm like, oh crap. The answer is he doesn't, because she said, if he doesn't know, let's schedule a blood test.
Okay. But he knew.
But he knew. So we meet with her and we're having a conversation, and then we find out the likelihood of having a child with sickle cell disease. Mm-hmm. So you can, if you have two people who have sickle cell trait, you have a 25% chance of having someone with full-blown sickle cell disease. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have a 25% chance of having someone with no sickle cell illness whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And then you have a 50% chance of having a child that's going to have the trait as well.
Right.
We were like, okay, ultimately we working with 75%. Mm-hmm. We could have a child that's fully healthy in regards to sickle cell disease, or we can have a child with trait. Okay. So let's try not to live in fear. Right.
Right.
So Savannah was born and she was one of my 25%. She has no sickle cell trait. She has no sickle cell disease. Mm-hmm. So we were like, cool, you know.
So she's considered healthy and normal.
Yes. Okay. In that aspect. Yes.
Okay.
So I think at that point, then sickle cell went back out of my mind, because mm-hmm. now it's not, it's the, it, it didn't affect me as far as I know or mm-hmm. am concerned all my life.
And I'm still on baby number one. I wasn't thinking about baby.
Yeah.
Number
it two. Didn't affect it, my husband. It was not affecting our daughter. Mm-hmm. So we always planned to have two kids. My whole thing was like, I'm going to need you to have somebody to play with because I don't want to be down on the floor. This is being honest. This is why
all
we want
the time.
Two kids.
I don't
want
to be on the floor.
I don't
want to
be on the floor all the time. You need a sibling. Mm-hmm. So y'all can bond and connect mm-hmm. and, you know, play. Mm-hmm. So we went forward with that idea, really 2 years later, not thinking about the sickle cell thing. And that's really in our ignorance, not thinking about it anymore.
Mm-hmm. So 2 years later.
2 years later, we're like, okay, let's have number two. And we had number two. Mm-hmm. And so really with a deceptive confidence that we would be fine, because
since Savannah was fine, and then okay, I'm pregnant with Kennedy, was that topic brought up again? Hey,
well, it's
you
the
know.
Same doctor.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So it was like, hey, you already
she's
know.
She's like, you know this. We're like, yeah, you know, we're just walking by faith, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And not really at the time understanding what that could result in, really not losing sight of what it really was all about, because we've lived 2 years so far mm-hmm. without our daughter having it, and we've lived 30 some odd years without us having any concern. Mm-hmm. So again, in my opinion, it was just kind of like that blissful ignorance where mm-hmm. we were just like, okay, we're going to go at this again. Mm-hmm. And so we do. We go at it again. And then Kennedy's pregnancy was a little different. Now, I hated being pregnant either with either child.
Yeah.
But Savannah's pregnancy wasn't necessarily, I mean, there were difficult parts, but it wasn't difficult at the point where Kennedy's pregnancy, I was on what I would call a modified bed rest.
Yeah, because she was like, this is definitely it. Yeah. Like, guys, she was like, this is definitely
now
it.
A modified
bed rest.
I
can't even think of a number three.
Yeah,
like, I'm
I gotta
done.
Like go to, I gotta be sitting down all the time. I have to go to work, sit down. Mm-hmm. And like the team that I work with was awesome. Like if I needed something, they would bring it to me. Like if I have to get up a lot, something could happen. And mm-hmm. then I, you know, whatever. And they're like, we want you to be fine. Just call us and we'll bring you anything you need. Mm-hmm. So I went to work because I could sit down. Mm-hmm. Then I got home and I had to sit down. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And we did that from.
Which is a little difficult too at home, because Savannah's like, mommy, come here.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a, it's not the first one. Right. Yeah. So that was from like March all the way to when she was born in July. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, what's crazy is like, we're like, okay, we want her to stay in here as long as possible, as long as possible. And we are nervous about if she's going to make it to her due date, but we have this number, like if she makes it to this amount of weeks, okay, you know, we know it'll be fine. Everything is there pretty mm-hmm. much. And lo and behold, we're approaching her due date. And I'm like, wow, we were kind of afraid for no reason, you know,
right.
Like she's there, fine. She's fine. So now I'm doing the opposite. Now I'm walking around like, get out. Like I want this to be over.
Push.
Take something. And so she literally was born on her due date.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, it was one of those things where it was like, okay, when the baby's born, like you're supposed to hear crying instantly. We did it. And so I'm like, okay, I needed the drama to be over. Like, today, like now, like I'm supposed to just have a healthy baby. And like, that's the stereotype, right?
Yeah.
Like you have a baby, you get pregnant, you had a baby, the baby's healthy, you live on happily ever after. That's what, as my brother would say, that's what you see on TV, mm-hmm. you know? And you don't see the fact that
this was before This Is Us.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause This Is Us gives you the tea. Okay.
Yeah.
This was before This Is Us.
It's like, okay.
This was Cliff Huxtable delivering the kids.
You're just like, okay, this is how it goes, right? It's supposed to just be fine. You don't think about the fact that like childbirth is dangerous. Mm-hmm. You don't even think about all those things. So at any rate, they figured out how to get her to cry. But now she has jaundice.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she's under
so
this
jaundice
light.
Is what? The yellowing of the eyes. Yes. God wants you to be educated. Yes. Okay, Google.
Yes.
Okay.
And so now she has jaundice. And so that, you know, she's under this light. And that, and we're like, we thought, what, like TV,
mm-hmm.
you know, like once you have the baby, ta-da, like mm-hmm. you go home and you're fine. And so we were just kind of like, oh, yeah, like. Does she have the trait? Because we were thinking she might have the trait or she'll have nothing, like mm-hmm. Savannah.
Because Savannah didn't have anything.
And they're like, oh, we don't have those results. We don't know. This is, we're at the hospital. And so we go home with our daughter. We go home a little bit later because of the jaundice. We go home with our daughter. And, you know, like normal, people are coming over. They want to see the new baby. It's July. We're outside. I'm finally happy I can play with Savannah a little bit. So mm-hmm. she has her little mini pool. You know, she's outside in her swimsuit.
I love it.
And so we got people coming over, and when the people get ready to leave, I just say to my husband, like, check the mailbox when you leave. And we're really bad at checking the mailbox, so like somebody has to remind the other person. And he goes to check the mailbox and he's like, I have a certified postcard from the Sickle Cell Association.
Okay.
And I was like, huh, I wonder why. And instantly all the ignorance and all that kind of stuff just like flooded my mind, and I was like, oh crap, we did not do our due diligence in regards to being like educated about number two. Like mm-hmm. we didn't know what number one, but I'm like, we weren't educated with number two. And as a mom, that guilt set in when he said, like, we have a postcard. And he, like, he's just holding a postcard. And I'm like, oh my God, I was trying to call everybody, but it's Saturday. And like, nobody's available. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody can tell you why you have this postcard. You just have to wait till Monday.
Right. The business day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're like, at for me, and you know, with my beliefs, I'm like trying to like encourage myself with scriptures and you know what I mean? I'm like, I can't sleep. I mean, like literally like a baby, my husband had to like hold me and like help me go to sleep for like 2 days. Mm-hmm. I was just like, okay, whatever happens, like, God is in your hands. Okay. Like the Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home. Like, I do believe. I do believe. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then Monday came, I like fresh and early with my new baby because I'm on maternity leave.
Right. So how many days after this was it?
So we found out, we got the card on Saturday.
So baby went home.
So Kennedy went home maybe like 4 or 5 days after she was born.
Okay. And then the postcard came instantly because
yes.
now they've ran the test.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
Okay.
So when your kid is first born, there's a test that they do like almost like the next day
mm-hmm.
to check for sickle cell and some other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, I know the post office opens. I know which one's the closest one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. I take my oldest daughter because I'm like, even though I'm on maternity leave, like, you still going to childcare. I can't.
Right,
I'm
right,
not
right.
ready yet.
Right.
So I take her to childcare. Me and Kennedy, we go to the post office. I get the card and I open up the envelope. I open the envelope in the post office parking lot and I am sobbing. Like, it just says, like, dear sir or madam, like, your child has sickle cell disease. And it's SS, which there are different types of sickle cell disease.
Mm-hmm.
SS, according to research, is one of the most severe.
Hmm.
At that time, I didn't know. I was like, what the heck is SS? Like,
right.
I don't know
right.
what that means. And so I don't even know how I got the parking lot. Like, nevertheless.
Till this day,
I'm just like, how did I get from that post office
to the car? Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
I mean, like,
driving.
I got in the car and opened it in the car. So I know how I got to the car. Like, I click my kid in the car seat. I go to the driver's seat. I sit down. And there's a part of me that's like, maybe you should wait till you get home. But I was just like, I want to know now. And because I've been waiting since Saturday, you know, afternoon. And at that point, it was just like, your child has sickle cell disease. Here's your letter. And give us a call. Like, get, like, give this organization a call. And so I am trying to get as many answers as possible. And they were great. You know, I mean, they were awesome because honestly, the doctor that's in charge, shout out to Dr. Sherney. The doctor that's in charge, she was at a conference.
Okay.
And they were, and I guess like Cree, who's also amazing, was just like, okay, I think this girl is going to go crazy. So she was like, so Dr. Wanda Sherney was, is amazing. And so she called me from the conference that she was at and was just like, okay, like, calm down. Like, this is sickle cell disease. We're going to have an information session, but this is what you need to know to get you from here to the information session. And I remember that we had a vacation plan to go visit my brother who lives in California. And I was just like, do we cancel that? Can she do that? Can she travel? And she was so awesome. She's like, one thing you're not going to do is put this baby in a bubble and decide that she all of a sudden can't have a life because she can. You know, it was like the whole thing about fear. Like,
right, because now we like trying to protect. Guys, you can't see my hands, but I'm like, we're trying to cover up.
We don't know. Like, can she fly? Can she do this? Can she do that? I mean, things that we take for granted for ourselves and for other people. And she was just like, she educated me about fetal hemoglobin and things of that nature. And these are the things that you need to do. Like a quick session on looking for a hospital that's nearby. I mean, all those kind of things.
So let's pause now and just describe what sickle cell is for the people who don't know, because it affects your hemoglobin, which is blood.
So sickle cell disease, so you and mine are the blood in our body are circular shaped. They're circles. As I explained it to my oldest daughter, we have full moons,
right?
And and they are full moons, and they're soft, and they don't stick together, and they just flow through your body. You can't see that, like if you get a cut, like you don't see these little circles, but if you look into a magnifying glass, it's what you see. For Kennedy and other warriors, there are there's our crescent moons. So we have full moons and they have crescent moons. And not only do they have crescent moons stick together and they're hard.
So you know I'm greedy because when you said crescent, I'm thinking about the crescent biscuits. Pillsbury Doughboy. But listen,
whatever description you need,
to get it. That's what it is, guys.
So we have, and it took me forever.
We have full moons. And we have, and sickle cell people have the crescent moon. So,
and it took me forever. Like, this is ridiculous. But like, I remember when my oldest daughter was learning about the moon and she was like, mommy, that's a crescent moon. And I could like see it in the sky. I'm like, it is.
Oh, God.
You know, it was just like, oh, my God, because I am a big crybaby. So, so she has crescent moons in her body. So those crescent moons are charged with the same thing that ours are, which is to flow through the body, provide oxygen to the body. And crescent or sickle cells, they lose their oxygen within 10 to 12 days. Ours, your mind is like 100 or
days.
So it's just like we, you know, we keep going. It's we create new ones a lot easier. And but we create the right ones as well. And so people with sickle cell are constantly they're creating the crescent moons and they're losing their oxygen.
Which die off quicker.
Hence
within 10 days. Why they have to do the blood transfusion.
Some people do. So some people do a blood transfusion. Other people take other medicine. Some people do it completely holistically. So it, but what is hints is why sometimes people with sickle cell disease are tired faster. And so they, you know, you're running a marathon and they're just like, okay, give me a second. You know what I mean? But it's not even just the marathon. I mean, like literally I'm exaggerating, but it's like everyday life. Like they're going to bed earlier. My Kennedy is 2 years old. She'll tell me now, like I'm sleepy or I'm tired. I need to go lay down. And which is awesome for a 2 year old. So they get tired faster. They could have what we call pain crises, meaning that the blood isn't flowing the way it's supposed to do. And then it gets stuck in a certain part of your body and then causes the oxygen not to flow through the rest of your body, causing a pain crisis, causing you to be in pain. And that can happen anywhere in your body. So
yeah, so I'm like, where is it localized at one place, or it could shoot from one place to the other?
It can happen. You can have, wherever there's blood flowing through your body, you can have a pain crisis. Mm-hmm. So people who pass away from, they don't necessarily pass away from sickle cell disease per
something se. Related
they
to
pass
it.
Away from complications of it. Mm-hmm. They're people who've had strokes, or, you know, they are at risk of strokes. They're at risk of a lot of different illnesses because of the blood that's not flowing correctly through their body.
So with Kennedy being two, what has been kind of her pain crisis?
So
because it's, you know,
yeah.
For...
So she hasn't had any pain crises as of now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But her history is so interesting, because when we finally got to the information session, there were two of them, because what Dr. Sherney said was, I'm not going to overwhelm you with information. So this is
right.
The first part, be the part one and then part two. And I remember getting to part two and there were people who were like, my child hasn't experienced any of this yet. And I was just like, am I doing something wrong? Because my kid has.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we got...
But remember, different types of sickle cell.
Exactly.
And she has the
and
SS.
As Dr. Sharney said, everybody's a snowflake.
Everybody's different.
Everybody's different.
You know, when the snowflakes come
down.
Remember who used to cut those things in school?
Every snowflake is different.
Oh, God.
What was interesting was right after the first information session, one of the things that we learned was that if your child has a fever of 100.5 or 101, then you need to go to your New Year's ER.
Always.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It does. And the rules were different for Savannah. You know, like someone without sickle cell disease, it could be 104.
Right,
you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
But this is not that. And there are different illnesses that they could be susceptible to or having right now or dealing with. So you need to go to the ER immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And so she gave us an information card and who to call, that kind of thing. And so she's like, if you don't remember anything else, remember this. The next day, Kennedy had a fever, 101. And I was just like, okay,
mm-hmm.
I know what to do now. So I go to my information bag that they gave me. I pull out the car, and she is associated with DMC.
Okay.
We were going to go there. And we did. Mm-hmm. And we did that. She was hospitalized every 2 months thereafter. Because her hemoglobin was, when we got there, her hemoglobin was always at like a 5.
Mm-hmm.
Now, someone with sickle cell disease, your baseline hemoglobin can be low.
Mm-hmm.
Like ours could be like, you know, 12, 13.
Mm-hmm.
Someone with sickle cell disease, if they get to a 7, it's like, yes, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're at a 7.
Mm-hmm.
But 5, they're like, oh crap, like this isn't okay.
Yeah.
This is why, you know, her body's fighting something off.
And not even comparing it to sickle cell, but I have been where I'm at a 5-4.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, because of my fibroids.
Yeah.
So
I remember telling you, you're like,
you're
oh
like,
my gosh, she had a 5 that
The
minute.
Lady was like, how are you walking around?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there chewing ice chips like,
yeah, exactly.
La, 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 I'm tired, but you know, it's just the way of the world.
Yeah.
And she's like, no,
ma'am, no.
Yeah.
Like you. And I remember you
know,
being like,
so
okay, well,
it.
I'm in my third and I'm dealing with this. She's like 2 months old.
How do you, you know?
Yeah. So we were mm-hmm. doing that for a while and it was just like, what is happening? Like what? So when we got to the second session and people were like, we haven't been to the hospital. I'm like, seriously, I don't know my name by now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So everything is different. But I realized that once we got there that very first time, instantly, you know, I try to be like organized and a researcher and that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to know why. I want to know what. I want to know how, you know, kind
who,
of thing.
What, when, where.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I'm asking these questions and I'm getting more so like, you know, they don't have the funding for this or we don't have the funding for that or, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm watching the ER doctors not necessarily know what that is. There was a discrepancy
it's kind
between.
Kind of a guessing game a little bit. Yeah.
Discrepancy between should I have taken her temperature under her arm or rectally because she's, you know, two
mm-hmm.
months old. And there was just a bunch of other things that I'm like, and we had to divide and conquer. I end up being the person that went because we have a child at home.
Mm-hmm.
And so my husband stayed home with, you know, our oldest daughter. And I'm calling him from the hospital. They're trying to get a vein so they can do a line.
Mm-hmm.
They can't find
one. Which was the process because she's so tiny at this point.
And they can't find one. They've poked her like 15, 20 times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just all of these things are happening.
She is not comfortable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things are happening. And we just go, I say to him, I go, somebody's got to do something. And then as soon as I say it, I go, well, why not you?
The Lord goes, and you. idea, but he lets us think that it's ours, okay? Why not shoot? Yeah, that was my idea. God, like, yeah, okay. You know, like you do that to your husband. Yeah. Like, you like, I told you that 10 days ago, but okay, I'm going to let you think because I don't have time. It. Right. I don't have time. So yeah. I love it.
So yeah. We're just like, there are so many gaps in services, and mm-hmm. it's nothing that wrong with that the people are doing. I mean, what I find is that the sickle cell community works with so little. You know, but they're like, okay, the doctors that try to help, you know, everybody is like, okay, we got 10 cent and we got to figure out how to make this, mm-hmm. you know, how to stretch
so,
this out.
Like 5 cent over here.
Yeah.
5 cent over
and it's
there.
Unfortunate. Yeah. I mean, and that's one of the things that we, as you know, my husband and I ended up starting a nonprofit organization because we were like, this is ridiculous.
Called
Kennedy's Village.
Kennedy's Village Inc.
Yes. So we end up once. I'm at the hospital and I process like, okay, this is a lot. And if mm-hmm. this is a lot for me.
I know it's a lot for.
It's a lot for other people. Mm-hmm. And
who
I'm
are
not,
really uneducated ones. Yes. Who are, I mean, we not rolling in bank, but who are less fortunate mm-hmm. with the resources. Mm-hmm. What if they don't have insurance?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it can become, so you're like, I'm, you know. Yeah. You know, I go to work every day. I have good insurance. Yeah. I'm in the services community, you know, healthcare side a little bit, mm-hmm. Counseling, social work. So we have mm-hmm. good insurance. Mm-hmm. And you like still, there are still things that aren't available to us because the research and the funding is not there.
Right.
And it's no blame on anybody. Yeah. It's like we need advocates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So tag you're it.
Yeah. And instead of me just going, this isn't right, somebody needs to do something, you know, and like complaining about it or mm-hmm. being afraid and waiting for someone else to figure out what's going to happen with not just my child, but there are a million people worldwide that are affected by sickle cell disease.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. The fact that it's called a rare illness is kind of sketchy to me, but that's a whole nother topic.
I at least know. Yeah, like, you know
rare.
What I mean? Yeah.
It might not be popular, but it's not rare.
It's definitely not rare because it's what's the percentage? Of people who like
one in four babies, something of that nature. Yeah. So it's just like, okay, this is not rare, but and I don't have, I have a slight background in research, and mm-hmm. so I know that.
Shout out Wayne State University. Yeah. Shout out, rest in peace. What was his name?
Dr. Rodney Clark.
Yes.
Yeah.
I miss you, Dr. Clark.
I know
he was great.
This, you don't have Kleenex for me. You can't be trying to make me cry.
Remember that. Yeah. Those were good summers.
Okay. He was amazing.
Yeah.
So I know enough to know that a research year is not like from December to January. Yeah. A research year is like forever. Yeah. You know? And so people would be like,
until the funding runs out, let's be honest. Yeah.
And you know, they're like, oh, she's a baby. So, you know, by the time she gets to this age or that age, you know, it'll be fine, or, you know, that kind of thing. Or at least she doesn't have this other illness that, you know, and it's just like, wait a minute. And
so we're going to pick one illness over the other.
Yeah. Okay, I've talked to people with other illnesses and we pick C, like none of the above.
Yeah.
You know?
We don't want none of them. Okay.
I want either one.
None of them.
There is not one better than the other.
Yeah.
And so we were just like, okay, what are we going to do? What are we going to focus on? Because we can't do like everything that needs to be done. And I was just like, the slight researcher in me just came out like, we're going to focus on trying to get this research out here.
I love it. So that was kind of going back to your roots a little bit, which
was.
Is crazy, right?
You know what's crazy? It's like when I look back at it, like we have a board meeting tomorrow and I look back at it and I'm like, when we first had our first board meeting, my husband was like, I've never run a board before. Have you? And at first I go, no. Oh, yeah, I have. When I worked this job, I did that.
He's and like, back then, we was just trying to get our, just trying not, like, trying to pay our phone bill.
He's like, have you ever written bylaws? No. Oh. I have. It's all these different things. And at the
that
time,
prepares you for today.
Such a time as this, as though, even as people say, at the time you're like,
why am I doing this?
I'm not
going to use this.
This doesn't make sense to me. This is not what I want to do, mm-hmm. or I'm not understanding this. But I will say to people, like, as my dad, my spiritual dad says, bloom where you're planted,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's like blossom where you're planted. And it's just like, that's where you're planted. Then you're going to blossom there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You sit there, you learn, you get everything you need to get because you don't know what the plan is.
Clearly.
And I could have just like, not really been effective in those positions and not really, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not really done my best. And I wouldn't have been able to apply what I got from those positions to now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, there was just a bunch of times like that. Even like the research thing, the research, when I look back at Wayne State, I don't even know how I got there. Like, to be honest, like, I got a letter in the mail. Was like, hey, you're going to do this. Like, you've been approved for this. And I was just like,
okay,
so did I apply for this? Right, like, right. And, you know, my mom's just like, I want the best for you. So you're going to do, you're going to go. And I was just like, okay, you know. So there are all these things where it's just like, even like, because like I said before, I wasn't like, oh, I want to be a mom. I used to work at a daycare. I literally would have to be like,
Shout out to nobody hired me.
And like, you know, my pastor was like, we'll
that was
hire
a rough
you.
Summer too.
When you graduate, it's like everybody wants experience.
Yeah.
And I didn't have any, but I had the degree, you know, and they were like, okay, while you figure out how to get that,
we're all trying to figure out what we want to do when we grow up.
Yes. So I was working at a daycare. So literally changing my daughter, I'm like, okay, I remember at the daycare, you know, like, you know, you're tapping, you need to tap into everything that you have, all those experiences. So, you know, we're looking at it going, okay, I do have some of this stuff. You know, we can do that.
So Kennedy's Village is focused on the research behind sickle cell.
So we're looking to bridge the gap between sickle cell disease research and care.
Okay. So that's doing fundraisers to support the research. Yes. So, you know, so, sending money to the association.
So what we're looking to do is, and I will say, like, even though it's a small, like, sickle cell, the sickle cell community isn't that large as other people may, other organizations, or not organizations, but other communities are. It's an awesome community. And people who have sickle cell disease need to get into those communities. They need to get
support. It's like a lifeline a little bit.
It is your lifeline. And so our daughter's current hematologist, we were having some conversations. Really, it started with, oh my God, I'm like, how long is your podcast? One of the things that happened was the only cure for sickle cell disease right now is a bone marrow transplant.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question was, because we have this daughter who has no sickle cell disease, right? And so the question was, you might have a bone marrow transplant. You might have a match. So you're going to do, let's check and see if you have a sibling match. Long and short of it is we do that. We go to check to see if we have a sibling match. We go to the consultations. We do all that kind of stuff. We find out we don't. That Kennedy and Savannah are considered half matches, which are haplo matches, and which need some more research. You know, it's everything is we're not ready yet.
Okay. So we don't want to risk it.
Clinical trials with it right now, but in regards to Savinity, but two kids together, Kennedy would be considered she's not severe enough technically to be a part of those clinical trials. So it's something that we just wouldn't do right now.
Which is kind of a blessing. So
they're not going to do a preventative thing for haplo match. You know, they will do preventative for a full match. And in some places will. I mean, I'm sure we could go somewhere and go, no, we want this haplo match. But, you know, we're like, okay, we get that. We're going to stay with our pattern.
So according to the research, a bone marrow will cure.
Yeah, bone marrow transplant
sickle cell
could cure sickle cell. There are some complications and things like that that have happened for people, but for the most part, they've been successful, from my knowledge. And so those are the things that people who have a full match do. But you have to have the full
match.
It's
a process.
And the first part of the process is finding somebody that's going to, you know, fully match you. So we didn't. And so what and I remember getting that call that we were not a full match. I remember passing your house. And I was just like,
she came over that day, guys.
I was just like, because I just knew, I was like, okay, this is going to be it. I'm going to journal about the process. And this is how I'm going to help people. I'm going to tell them about the process of getting cured for sickle cell. Okay, good. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I will still be a part of the community. I had a book. I was like, okay, this is what we're going to do. And it was just like, nope, you're not. And I remember like practically laying on your floor, like, oh my gosh, like I was really hoping for that. And we ended up having a conversation about holistic care.
Yes, because you know I am all. Listen, I understand the Western. Once upon a time, I was gonna be a doctor, guys. Yes. I was a pediatrician. Now I'm like, girl.
So you were just like, well, what about this? What, like, I don't understand, but what about this? And what about that? What about this? And once I could get my bearings, I was just like, okay, I really need to look at this. Mm-hmm. Like, I really need to
I'm all about think options, about, yeah. You know, just a mix, and, a little.
And
little
I'm also about integrated care. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying that, I'm not personally saying that the things that are happening in the hospitals or medicines are bad. There are people who don't want to take those at all. You have to pick your own journey.
Yeah, pick your own journey.
And there are doctors who are like, no, don't do that. You and I think that's why I'm so passionate about trying to find or get money for research, because
bridge
ultimately, yeah, I think because ultimately having to make that decision as a parent to be sitting with your child in the doctor's office and to say, I've heard about this supplement or I've heard about this natural mm-hmm. herb. And your doctor goes, I don't know anything about that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that if I were you. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing. Because they're not sure and mm-hmm. they can't put their license on the line. And I respect that from that perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, so you don't know? And
however, I'm like, Western medicine is all about guessing anyway. You know what I mean?
I get that. Yeah. But like, you're, so especially with kids, it's like, you know,
it's funny.
I'm like,
and you don't want that.
You don't want to like, exactly. And for a parent with your child, you're like, okay, well, I've tried to do some research on this. I've, you know, for me, I'm like, I've used my research brain that
yes,
you know,
I
that I remember.
She's going to look up everything.
And so I'm looking at it and I'm going, I don't understand why not. I don't mm-hmm. understand why this wouldn't be a good idea. And it's just like, well, I mean, you can if you want. And to have to make that decision on your own as a parent is not easy to do.
Yeah.
But eventually we did. Like, we were just like, okay, we're still going to do this medicine-wise. Mm-hmm. But we're going to research this thing that is supposed to help with helping oxygen travel throughout the body. Well, that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
So we're gonna give her mm-hmm. this supplement.
Holistically.
We're gonna give her this herb. We're mm-hmm. going to do that. And then we're going to look at it and go, wait a minute, this isn't just good for her.
This is good for me too.
You know? I'm like, what? I was just telling somebody earlier. Like,
and Savannah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was telling somebody earlier. I was just like, you know, at first I was like, okay, you can't have fried food and saucy chips, but I want some. So mm-hmm. I would like literally be like, okay, baby, like good night. And like, let her go to bed and be like, crunch, crunch, like, you know. And then I realized like, wait a minute, it's just like, you shouldn't be eating,
right.
You know what I mean? That stuff either. So mm-hmm. let me take this stuff out. Let me get out the closet with these chips.
Mm-hmm.
And realize, so now we're all like, my whole house is like, okay, did you take your vitamins today? Did mm-hmm. you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And yes, Kennedy does take some medicines for our own personal decision. She does still take some medicines from Western medicine.
Yeah.
But we also incorporate vitamins. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is that we add those to her chart. So everybody knows, it's not a secret. We're not like, shh, you know, we giving her this, you know.
We do lavender oil, rub her down. We do herbs for this. She eats this. We incorporate that.
Everybody has a diffuser in their room. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not. And so it started off with Kennedy. But what we realize is just like, this has been around forever.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, and they fine.
Yeah,
so,
you know, and we're all going to do this and getting more involved in our organization and connecting with some other organizations. We're just like, okay, we know this. Mm-hmm. And so our mission is to, okay, we want to get this out to the masses. You don't just have to sit around and wait for your doctor or researchers to figure something out while you sit around in pain. There are some things that you can do mm-hmm. for yourself.
So because I believe in receipts.
Yes.
So let's run through of like so far, because you started Kennedy's Village in 2017. Mm-hmm. So, gosh, almost 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Almost 2 years. So,
I do have 3 kids.
Yeah, exactly. Because we all know the business is the baby. Okay. Yeah. Entrepreneurship is no joke.
Yeah,
so especially when you're working full time. So you're a mompreneur, a dualpreneur because you have your 9-to-5 plus. Yeah. You know, Kennedy's Village is a full-time as well. So mm-hmm. shout out to that.
Yeah.
So to all you people like, I can't do it, girl, bye.
Yeah.
Okay? So
you'll sleep a little less, but...
Listen,
but
and I'll be like, I'll sleep when
going.
God say that's it.
Exactly.
Okay? And it's so funny you brought that up today, because my aunt, she shared a post of mine on Facebook, and then under it, she was like, do you ever sleep? And I was like, I really do. I really mm-hmm. try
yeah,
to sleep.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But my, you know, I'm a Virgo.
Yeah.
Like, my brain is just always mm-hmm. with ideas. I'm mm-hmm. like, I try to sleep, but sometimes it just don't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the receipts of Kennedy's Village. So mm-hmm. almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And you kind of hit the ground running with that. So, let's talk about like things you've done.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, from going to attending a conference or doing your baby sale. Let's talk about that stuff. Cause I mean, this is good. Yeah. And then we're going to get like the website. I want to make sure people know the website and all of that.
Yeah.
Because you could have some people in the community listening now.
Well, hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully people are like, okay, you know what? I don't have to sit around. Let me, you know what I mean? Let me do some research, or, you know, let me reach out, and I will definitely be like, hey, this is what we're doing.
So you guys know that. Yeah, absolutely. I definitely want you to reach out to my guests. They are more open and honest about everything. So,
what's the point of like, listen, wearing the mask and being like, we're fine, but like, you're not.
No,
and like,
you about to pass
time
out
for that.
Yeah.
So when we really started asking questions, we started with our hematologist, which is how we ended up honing in on our mission. Cause like I said, there were a lot of different gaps and things
like that.
And
who's the hematologist? Our hematologist
is Dr. Sharon Singh.
Okay. Look her up.
Yeah. So she's awesome. And so we ended up talking with her, and just the conversation about there are people with ideas for sickle cell, but it, again, about the funding.
Mm-hmm.
And so she really broke down to me what a bridge grant is.
Okay.
In regards to, okay, so, you know, if people had money for research, researchers would be able to do like a year of research with a $50,000 bridge grant.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would have some results that they could then present to a national organization like the NIH, mm-hmm. and say like, hey, like, I'm just not in my basement, like, thinking about this. Here are some results that I have, but I need your funding to help me continue this research. And then they will apply for NIH grants and things of that nature.
Okay.
So her idea for us was maybe raise money for a bridge grant. And I remember when she was talking about it, I was like, okay, well, how much? And she was just like, eh. And I go, I'm not saying I'm going to pull it out of my purse.
Yeah, just say it.
Uh-huh. But like, you know.
Spill it out.
Give me the number. She's like, 50,000. I was like, okay. You know? Mm-hmm. And so we're like, all right. And I remember because at that point, like your child is a whole person. So for us, like my husband, sometimes like he'll have to go to work, mm-hmm. and then I'll go to the appointments. But sometimes the appointments is too much information. Shout out to your village. Mm-hmm. So at this point, I go to the appointment with one of the people on our personal team, my mom. Mm-hmm. And we're both sitting there. And, you know, she probably already in the back praying, you know. And so
she praying, you writing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, okay, we need 50,000. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, how many times?
So
we end up doing that. And then we end up getting that honed in. And so we end up working with U of M on a lot of things.
Right. Right. So you raised the 50,000.
No, we're working on that.
Okay.
Now.
So you're doing. So yes. That's in process. That's yes. in progress, yes. guys. So where can they donate?
So they can go to KennedysVillage.org.
KennedysVillage.org, yes. guys. KennedysVillage.org.
Yes. So they can go to KennedysVillage.org. They can also follow us on all forms of social media at Kennedy's Village.
Okay, at Kennedy's Village on IG, Facebook, Twitter.
Yes.
So guys, make sure you check that out. And then let's talk about the annual. You do the annual baby sale. I'm saying annual because.
Yes.
She's like, what? I'm like, ma'am?
Yes. No. I'm like, we don't want to.
Right.
Yes. We had a pop-up shop
last year
that we did, and we're going to do it again.
Okay. So people donated baby items from walkers to clothes.
It was actually not just baby items. It was like adults, household items. All
I remember
kind of
that.
Things.
Yes.
And so we're going to do that again. We're going to do some fundraisers. We're going to have a pop-up mm-hmm. sale. We're going to have two. So you just look out for Kennedy's Village. If
I
you look out
it.
For us, we'll have some additional things that we're doing this year.
And then the proceeds went to?
The proceeds for that went to us finishing our 501c3 application process.
Nice.
So we have filed that. Unfortunately, the government has been a shutdown. So,
right.
You know,
so it's like a waiting game.
Yeah, that's a waiting
game. I'm like, I need my patent to hurry up too.
I know. I'm more so
I need
to
be my
back
trademark.
At work,
but yeah. Right, right. But I want you back at work. Okay.
So we did that, you know, because, you know, we were just looking like, okay, we can't start this startup all on our own. So we've definitely, our community has been awesome.
I love
as
it.
As far as donating to help us get started.
I love it.
So we've done that. And so now we're just focused on raising money for the bridge grants. We're like, okay, let's get this going. Let's do some research on mm-hmm. some more holistic care.
I love it.
Let's help out because this is not just our daughter. Again, this is a million people worldwide.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, Kennedy is not, like you said, the only one who's out here, but it's just about being educated, especially like in our community, some things kind of fall to the wayside and we just don't know.
Yeah.
So
yeah, she's our inspiration for it, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just, we're looking at the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, you know, at one point in time, sickle cell disease, if you had it, you would live to 14, you know, and now they're like, okay, well, now you can live to, on the average, to 50. And it's like,
okay, so we're going to move that right along. We're going to go further.
That's where you like really, you know, start doing it.
Right, right. say the website again.
So we're at kennedysvillage.org.
Okay, kennedysvillage.org on all social media platforms. Yes. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for telling your story. Fear doesn't go with my fight.
Yes.
Guys, tune in. This is your girl, your fearlessly fly girl, Crystal Marie. Again, my host, Siobhan Burgess. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear.
Co-owner of Kennedy's Village.
Co-founder
of Kennedy's Village, Inc. And I will see you guys next time. I can't believe this is my fifth episode, but you guys know where to find me, thecrystalmarie.com, The Crystal Marie Brand on all social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. And I will see you guys later.